There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation provide a way of escape that ye may be also able to bear it. In our last radio broadcast, we were looking at that very verse, and would like to continue to do so today. I'd like to direct your attention also to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 49, where we see the Lord Jesus, who also knew what it was to be attacked. He knew what it was to receive the stroke, the blow, the shock, as having others turn against him. For example, in verse 49, "And forthwith he," that is Judas, "came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him." Here we see one of the strokes, one of the blows that fell upon the Lord Jesus. Now, a blow is described as a stroke with a hand or a weapon, a sudden shock or a calamity. Job received a series of them, and he went through great trial, but God saw him through to victory. My late friend, Mr. T.B. Gilbert, suffered the stroke, the blow one day, of losing his wife, and shortly thereafter, within a few days, losing his son. I read in the newspapers a few years back about a sergeant in Vietnam who lost his wife and 8 children in an accident while he was fighting in that country. Oh, friend of mine, how much can a person take? Yea, how much can you take? The real question is, how much did the Lord Jesus Christ take for us? In verse 49, he took the blow of betrayal as Judas, one of the 12, one of those who had served with him for 3 years, came up and betrayed him with a kiss. History books are filled with accounts of national betrayals and treason. Our history books in this country tell of Benedict Arnold, Aaron Burr. In 1894 in France, there was one by the name of Alfred Dreyfus. In Norway during World War II, Viking Quisling, I believe that's the way it's pronounced. Most listening will remember the execution of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, as it had to do with the atomic secrets. There are all types of betrayals and treasons recorded down through the history of mankind, but no betrayal parallels that of a young Jewish fellow by the name of Judas, who for 3 years walked and talked with the Lord Jesus, and yet for 30 pieces of silver, just the price of a slave. How did he do it? With a sneaking, lying kiss of deceit. He came up to the Lord Jesus Christ. He had told the soldiers how he would identify him, the one that I kiss on the cheek. Of course, keep in mind that was the, and still is in many parts of Asia, the symbol of friendship, just as people in this country shake hands. But this man betrayed with a kiss the Son of God. He betrayed the Lord Jesus, the eternal God, God the Son. You know, the Lord Jesus himself said, "I am the door to heaven, the door to eternal life, the door to salvation." It can be said of Judas that with a betraying kiss, he kissed the very door of heaven and was lost for eternity. He kissed the door of heaven and no doubt went straight to hell. Oh, friend of mine, it's possible to get so close to salvation, so close to accepting Christ, and yet be lost and lost forever. How close are you today to Christ the door? Will you by faith step into the door? Will you by faith acknowledge your sin and guilt and say, "Lord Jesus, you took the blow of betrayal for me. I'll take you as my Savior, and with your help, I want to live for your glory." Friend of mine, trust Christ. He has for you the gift of eternal life, the gift that Judas rejected. Don't betray the Lord Jesus with a kiss. Accept him by faith. He'll bless you for it. Amen.